hey, baby, baby, hey, baby. Oh my gosh, you gave me such a scare. Do you not know what just happened? Baby, you fainted. Yes, genuinely. Yeah, you, like, 1 minute we were talking, next minute, you were just out. Yeah, like, if you didn't wake up in the next 30 seconds, I was gonna call an ambulance. 100%. Baby, you can't just be fainting. No, that's, baby, that is not okay. No, it isn't. That's like a bad sign, usually. When people faint, that's usually like a, like, there's something correlated with it. Like, have you eaten today? Baby. Have you really not eaten today? When was the last time you ate? Oh my god, we're getting food right now. No, it's not an argument. This is, baby. Baby, you have to take care of yourself. No, I was on top of you about making sure you ate, but you were going so good for so long, I just trusted that. That's my fault. I should have been more on top of you. Yeah, clearly. No, baby, it's not okay. It's not okay for you to faint. That's not normal. It's not a, like, and that you don't realize that you did faint, like, you just think, you just like, oh, I fell asleep for a little bit, that makes me really worried, because that means this probably happened before, and you don't realize it. Yes. Oh my god, there's a million reasons why you could be fainting. It could be low iron, it could be blood pressure, blood sugar, all this kind of stuff. And it's dangerous, too, because, like, if you're driving, or just, God forbid, something happens. Yes, baby, you have to take care of yourself. Yes, you do. Like, I can only do so much. I'm only around you so often, you know? When I'm not around, you have to take care of yourself. Yes. Because it's not fair. Because I love you so much. I can't imagine a world without you. I can't imagine something happening to you. Do you know how riddled with guilt I would be if something happened to you? Especially something preventable, something that we can easily prevent. Can we please get some food? Can we please get some food in you? I don't care. Whatever you want. What do you want to eat? I know you're not hungry. I know you don't want to eat anything, but you have to eat something. Your body is desperate for food. Like, you, so inside your body there are these little cells. You're made up of a bunch of them, and each of those cells require, like, fuel to work. And if they don't get the fuel, they'll start dying. And it's not good, you know? You need to fuel that mitochondria. You gotta fuel those little engines so they can do stuff like respirate, digest food, like, produce blood, like, the things that keep you alive. You have to feed your cells, which means feeding yourself. Because the food that you take in gets converted into energy that the cells can take in. So you have to, baby. You have to. You need to eat at least twice a day, alright? At least twice a day. When I say eat, I don't mean like a slice of toast. I'm talking like something substantial. Something with protein in it. Something with, like, you know. Oh man, I wish the food pyramid's such a terrible. That's not how people should be eating. I wish there was a better, like, analogy for food. But yeah, you need to have something that's like grains, protein. I can't, and like a vegetable. Like, that's usually what you need to be, like, so two times a day, grain, protein, vegetable. Yes, and each of them as big as my fist, I think. Or is that for chicken? I'm not sure. But I'm just gonna make a rule right now that all three have to be as big as my fist. So, three portions, big as my fist, of each type, twice a day. That's the rule. Yes, that is the rule moving forward. Because, baby, you need to, alright? I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you. You have to do this. And you also have to be drinking more. Yes, you have to be drinking more fluids. You really don't. You really don't. No, you, baby. Baby, coffee is not hydrating. It isn't. It's a diuretic. Yes, which means it takes the water out of your body, not puts it into your body. Coffee's great for waking up, but it's you cannot fuel your body on coffee. No, you can fuel yourself awake, but you can't fuel the parts of your body. Baby, your cells need water. You're made of water. Yes, you are. Don't let this skin deceive you. You are basically 100% water, alright? You're just a big, like, human bodies are big bags of water, alright? And throughout the day, we're slowly draining that water that we're full of. And you need to replenish it. Because it doesn't just, you don't just absorb water through the air, okay? No, you don't. You need to drink it. How much water, how much real, like, H2O do you consume in a day? See, that's a problem. You need to be drinking, like, I don't want to put too high of a bar, because you won't hit it if I put, like, you need to be drinking 7 cups of water a day. You'll never hit that. Like, let's try for 4, all right? 4 cups of just plain H2O a day. You can still have your 2 cups of coffee, but 4 cups of, or at least offset your coffee with, like, 2 cups of water each, you know? Yeah, fruit juices are fruit juices are great. Like, I'm not saying that you can't drink those. In fact, I want you just to be drinking anything. Just put, like, actual fluids in your body that aren't coffee, you know? Yes. Alright, but enough of that. Let's go get some food, okay? No, baby, I'm not upset with you. I'm just worried. I love you so much. Dude, like, this, today scared me, alright? Yeah, yes, it did. Today was a scary day for me. I don't want another repeat of today. I really don't. So come on, let's get some food. Let's get some water in you. You need to take care of yourself. Yes, because I love you. I don't want anything bad to happen to you, okay? Come here, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad. I'm not mad. I'm just worried. It's okay. Come on. Let's get something to eat.